Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights importance of Seychelles in India's vision Mahasagar. Announces $175 million special economic package to support development in the island nation. Russia says it supports India's chairmanship of BRICS, describes New Delhi's agenda as modern and highly relevant. Russia warns UK over ground troop deployment in Ukraine. 53 migrants dead or missing after boat capsizes off the coast in Libya. And Indian shooters win gold in women's 25-meter pistol team event at Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship in New Delhi. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Amini, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari भारत सेशेल संबंधों की मजबूत नींव रही है हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशेल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम $175 million के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग ई मोबिलिटी वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग स्वास्थ्य रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा
इंडिया एंड सेशेल्स ऑल्सो साइंड 7 मेमोरेंडा ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग और MOUs अक्रॉस वेरियस सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग हेल्थ मीटियोरोलॉजी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड इन्फॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड गुड गवर्नेंस ब्रीफिंग मीडिया इन न्यू दिल्ली फॉरेन सेक्रेटरी विक्रम मिश्री सेड सेशेल्स इज अ मैरीटाइम नेबर एंड अ ट्रस्टेड पार्टनर And it holds a special place in India's vision, Mahasagar.
Two leaders, they announced the India-Seychelles joint vision for sustainability, economic growth and security through enhanced linkages, outlining future axes for cooperation between the two countries. The document has detailed sections on trade and economic cooperation, digital and financial exchanges, cooperation in the fields of energy, health, defense and maritime security, and also cooperation in various regional and multilateral fora that both countries are members of.
President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermeni, said that this visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries.
The business and private sector dimension of the relationship will also examine, with a focus on trade, investment and opportunities for greater collaboration between enterprises in both countries. Strengthening these linkages is essential to transiting bilateral goodwill into sustained economic activity. Health cooperation represents a long-standing and increasingly strategic pillar of Seychelles-Indian relations and was a key focus of the visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both the nations. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Russia has said it will actively support India's chairmanship of BRICS, describing New Delhi's agenda as modern and highly relevant with strong focus on counter-terrorism and energy security. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that India, which assumed the chair on 1st of January 2026, is prioritizing issues that address current global challenges while preparing for the future. In an interview with TV BRICS, he highlighted the relevance of counter-terrorism amid persistent threats in the region. Russia has warned the United Kingdom over deploying troops on the ground in Ukraine. Russia's ambassador to London, Andrei Kellin, said that Moscow considers the UK a de facto party to the Ukraine conflict due to its extensive military and political involvement. Speaking to Russian media, Kellin said, British actions go beyond support and reflect a broader strategy to contain Russia. He also pointed to the presence of active duty British personnel and the role of British veterans fighting in Ukraine. The Russian Federal Security Service, FSB, has said today that Polish special services helped Ukraine orchestrate the attempted assassination of Russian General Vladimir Alexeyev. The main suspect in Friday's shooting attack in western Moscow was arrested in the United Arab Emirates and transferred to the Russian capital over the weekend. The FSB claims evidence shows Warsaw used a Polish citizen to help the Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, recruit the gunman. Meanwhile, Ukraine denied responsibility for the attack. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov alleged that the United States is seeking control over global energy supply routes to secure economic dominance. Speaking to TV Briggs, Lavrov argued, Washington uses coercive measures that undermine fair competition. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. 53 migrants, including two babies, were dead or missing after a rubber boat carrying 55 people capsized off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, said today. The IOM said that the vessel overturned north of the coastal city of Zuwara and only two Nigerian women were rescued in a search and rescue operation by the Libyan authorities. In Lebanon, the death toll from the collapse of residential buildings in Tripoli has risen to 14 after search and rescue operations concluded. Civil Defense Director General Imad Khrais said that rescue teams recovered 14 bodies and rescued 8 people from the rubble. Yesterday, officials had confirmed that two adjoining residential buildings had also collapsed. A Hong Kong court today sentenced 78-year-old democracy advocate and media tycoon Jimmy Lai to 20 years in prison under the national security law. The sentence follows his conviction in December 2025 on charges of foreign collusion and seditious publication. The European Union, United Kingdom, United States, and rights groups condemned the ruling, warning it signals a deep erosion of press freedom in Hong Kong. Iraq today announced that a former senior security officer during the rule of former President Saddam Hussein has been hanged for his involvement in the 1980 killing of a prominent Shia cleric. The National Security Service said Saadun Sabri al-Qaisi, who held the rank of Major General under Saddam Hussein, was arrested last year and was convicted of serious crimes against humanity. Iranian security forces have arrested several prominent figures from the country's reformist movement as authorities widen their crackdown on dissent, according to local media reports. Those detained include reformist front head Azar Mansouri, former diplomat Mohsen Aminzadeh, and political activist Ibrahim Asgharzadeh over alleged activities aimed at destabilizing the political and social situation. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakkar and Rhythm Sangwan clinched the gold in the women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Piston Championship in New Delhi today. The Indian team topped the standings with a combined score of 1,751 points. Chinese Taipei claimed the silver with 1,735 points, while Vietnam secured bronze with 1,729 points. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi highlights importance of Seychelles in India's Vision Mahasagar, announces $175 million special economic package to support development in the island nation. Russia says it supports India's chairmanship of BRICS, describes New Delhi's agenda as modern and highly relevant. Russia warns UK over ground troop deployment in Ukraine. 53 migrants dead or missing after boat capsizes off the coast in Libya. And Indian shooters win gold in women's 25-meter pistol team event at Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.